Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are you looking for a cat? Well, how about one that almost certainly won't like you, doesn't want to be cuddled, and will probably hiss at you if you so much as look at it? Well, if so, the DSPCA just might have the pet for you. Our reporter Maura Fay has been out to the DSPCA cattery and joins us now. Maura, this sounds like it's going to be fun. What kind of cats are we talking about here?
We're talking about wild cats, Claire, feral cats, cats who are just not used to the home environment. Now, you might think at first glance, these cats are not suitable for rehoming, but in the right environment, these cats can actually provide a very useful service around the place. So feral cats generally come into the DSPCA through their trap and release program, TNR for short. When the cats are caught, the DSPCA brings them to their isolation unit at the animal shelter in Rathfarnham, just at the foot of the Dublin Mountains. Maria Good is the cat rehabilitation manager there. She brought me into the unit where there was a large sign on the door of one of the kennels warning, TNR feral cat, do not enter. Maria explained to me why the sign was necessary.
Because this is a kind of a more communal area in the shelter, that's just so people don't come in and see what they think is a cute and cuddly cat and walk in and, you know, don't come back out. It's just so people know, like, these cats are generally our biggest flight risks. They do not want to be here, and they will try and get out past you. So if you're not quick enough, you could end up running around after one for the whole afternoon. Obviously, we never let that happen, but it's just so that other people don't accidentally wander into them.
So when cats are first brought in here, they're brought to the isolation unit. What's the process that they go through?
So these kennels have a bit more space in them than the kennels in our regular rehabilitation area. It just gives them a bit more space and us a bit more space so that we can go in, be in a space with them, but we're both at a comfortable distance from each other, and that we can assess them for obviously illness, injuries, that kind of thing, but also for their handleability and their rehomeability.
What kind of problems do they generally come in with, aside from their lack of socialization?
So a lot of like communicable illnesses, cat flu and things like that, then obviously if they have contracted FIV, they'll be quite unwell. They can be quite unwell with that.
Just explain to me what FIV is.
So FIV is feline immunodeficiency virus. So not unlike HIV in people. It's passed through bodily fluids and mostly passed from mating or from biting. So when they fight and they scratch and they bite each other, it's usually bite wounds. So if we get a big feral tomcat in with bite wounds over him, we're immediately going to test for FIV because there's a good chance that he's contracted it. It can completely squash their immune systems, like in people. And so then if they get an infection, it's way worse and it's harder for them to shift. And then it can, you know, cause really bad dental problems for them as well. So often, you know, they'll have really bad gingivitis, teeth infections in the roots, or no teeth.
Gosh, that sounds like quite the challenge. Did they get many of these feral cats coming in?
It really depends on the time of year, Claire. So a big part of the reason why there are so many feral cats is indiscriminate breeding. A single female cat can have two or three litters a year. Kitten season for feral cats generally begins in March, April and tapers off this time of year. It's important to emphasise that every cat caught by the DSPCA is neutered before it's released or rehomed. As well as helping with population control, neutering has a number of health benefits. For instance, neutered males are less likely to fight and therefore spread disease like FIV that Maria mentioned there. Maria told me how many feral cats the DSPCA currently has looking for homes.
At the moment we have about 8 between the different areas. So that number, you know, is a movable feast at any one time. It just depends. Like a lot of the time, especially during kitten season, we will get feral moms having kittens. So it's assessing the moms, are they rehomable? Are the kittens young enough that we can kind of turn them? Or we get a lot of kittens that, you know, between say 4 and 6 months that they're just on the cusp of being completely wild, but also being very curious about people. So they're a lot of fun to try and to handle, because you're just like, please let me love you. And they're like, I actually hate you.
Do you ever get scraped or bitten?
Oh, constantly. Constantly getting scraped, constantly getting bitten. The kittens are way worse than the adults. They're so completely unpredictable. They have no care for their own safety or for yours. And they do something that we like to call the wall of death, where they will just run around in circles, and they can like climb walls, they can walk across the ceilings. They are like, they're crazy.
So for these crazy cats, as Maria describes them, what kind of homes are they looking for?
Very basic homes, Claire. So somewhere the cat has shelter, access to water and food, and there's someone who can keep an eye on them from a safe distance. Christina Cullen is the DSPCA cat rehoming manager. She told me what kind of homes they're looking for, and also why they try to avoid using the word feral when talking about these kinds of cats.
We don't really use the word feral because sometimes that puts fear into people, thinking that they're wild and unsociable kind of cats who don't want human contact. But in reality, these cats actually do want a bit of contact from a safe distance, you know. So we will help them, you know, to a degree, but we need to see if they're best like in someone's home garden where they're nice and safe, maybe in a rural area or a farmyard or a stable, so they can just, you know, be a hunter outside, you know, away from people, but we can still care for them, you know. So we give them that safe, warm environment for them, what they deserve. Every cat deserves a loving home, I guess, you know.
Do these cats actually hunt rodents then? Would they be going after rats and mice?
Yes, they will. A lot of cats, you know, once you're feeding them, they know that this is home to them. They will help with the population. So if you do have rats or mice going around and birds, you know, they will gift you some presents, I guess. But they will help kind of deter them as well, you know. So there's benefits to it. Like their community, they want to be around you, but they also will help if there is an issue.
If you're not a cat person, could this be an option for you?
Absolutely, of course, yeah. If you do have that lovely safe land for them, the nice stable yard so for them, even if you're not a fan of cats, but you want that companionship from a distance, you know, they will love you from that distance, and then you can like have that companionship from them too. So it kind of works for both.
And what kind of home are you looking for these kind of cats?
A warm, safe, loving environment for them. So an outdoor space, like a good farmyard or like horse stables, you know, so somewhere that they can be in amongst, not in a home away from people, but they can be with other animals in that environment, so they have that comfort as well, you know, because we want to make sure that there is someone going to look after them out there and they're going to be happy outside. That's what they want. They don't want to really be in a home, these kind of cats, you know. There's a lot of fear there with them because they're unsocialized, but you never know, they might come around, but from a distance.
So if you want a frenemy cat, Maura, how do you get one?
So all the details are on the DSPCA website. Check out dspca.ie or email cattery@dspca.ie. Just to note also, Claire, that some wildlife experts have concerns about the impact of free roaming cats that they can have on native wildlife. So do also take that into consideration when deciding if your home is suitable for these kinds
of
cats.
Well, that's why they're taking them in the first place, isn't it? To try and control all of that.
Exactly.
Maura, thank you so much. That's our reporter, Maura Fay, and thanks to everyone at the DSPCA for telling us about the wild cats. Coming up later on in the programme, should you have to pay for on-street parking when you're charging up your EV? We're going to find out. But after the break, the rising cost of health insurance. If you have any questions about your policy or your renewal, Dermot Good will be with us, so do get them in to us now. WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32 or text 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.